Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. Welcome to this edition of Atlanta Business Radio, powered by Business Radio X. I'm your host, Alex Gossett-Shiflett, and welcome to our producer, Ryan, is actually not here today. I'm the producer. We have three very special guests in our studio today, but before we get started, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X. Also, today's show, Atlanta Business Radio, you can follow us at Atlanta Biz Radio, and you can connect with me personally on Twitter, at Alex G. Shiflett. I'd love to hear from you, and you can check out the pictures of our guests in the studio today. All right. We have three excellent guests today. Brandy Duncan, who is from the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber. Welcome, Brandy.
Thank you.
We have Shane, your last name?
Foster.
Shane Foster, the Director of Corporate Relations with
the Technology Association of Georgia.
Okay, welcome. And Adrian Marshall is the Executive Vice President for Junior Chamber International. Welcome.
Thank you.
We'll start with you, Brandy. Tell us about yourself, and when did you get started with the Chamber?
So I'm the Marketing and Events Manager for the Chamber here in Sandy Springs, and I started in March, so I'm very new. It's my first time working with the Chamber, but I really do like it. It's been very busy, but it's been good busy. It's been very fun.
Well, tell our audience about the Sandy Springs Chamber and what's your mission?
So our mission is just to promote local businesses to interact with each other, use each other for connections, just promote community comradeship, and just to better the Sandy Springs economic community.
What do you specialize in?
The Chamber specifically?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of it is networking. So all of our events have networking aspects to it. We have our monthly luncheons and we have guest speakers. The guest speakers are usually CEOs of large corporations so that everybody can benefit from whatever they're speaking to the Chamber about. Members and non-members can come to any of our events. Then there's like networking before, networking after. We have networking at noon, which is a luncheon, and people do two-minute elevator speeches so they can everyone can kind of meet each other in the room without having to go and personally talk to them. And we also have a coffee and contacts, which is in the morning, usually the last Friday of every month, which is just the same thing, just straight networking the whole time.
Okay. Explain to our audience, because I even have a little trouble understanding this, which area you cover, because there's your chamber and then there's the Dunwoody Chamber. Mm-hmm. So explain like location to our audience.
So it's all just about like city limits. So anybody can be a member of the chamber. It's not just Sandy Springs only. You could be in Fulton, you could be in Cobb. Anybody can be a member. But it's just Sandy Springs, like locals, like the businesses usually, members of the chamber are local businesses. And if they're in Dunwoody, they're usually a part of Dunwoody's chamber. But we have lots of people from different cities.
That are in both.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the largest companies at your chamber?
Comcast, Mercedes comes in, or we have the CEO of Mercedes coming in October to speak.
Because they're coming here, right?
Yeah. They're going to be in Sandy Springs. Rubbermaid is another big one. Cox is a member of the chamber.
Cox Media Group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have a few really big ones that are great.
Do you have any Fortune 500 companies?
I don't have the list in front
of me.
That's
okay.
Yeah.
But you do have some.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you get along with the Dunwoody Chamber? Are you guys close? Do you work together? Tell us about
that. So our coffee and contacts, we do, we host with them. So 3 months, Dunwoody hosts it, and then 3 months, we host it, and we just swap back and forth.
Okay. What is like the Sandy Springs Chamber social event of the season? Like your big event?
We have an annual luncheon, and that's happens in January, and that's big. We also have a golf classic in October, and that's a big fundraising event. We have a fashion show coming up in June, and that is to benefit the Drake House, and that's going to be really big too. And that's going to be at UPS headquarters. Okay. UPS is also a member of the chamber.
Yeah, and UPS is actually right down the street from us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do any special program that focuses on women in business?
Yes, we have women in business events. We actually just had one a few weeks ago, and Representative Betty Price was the speaker, and it was really good. It's great.
Excellent. And Brandy, how can our listeners get in touch with you and the chamber if they want to become members?
They can contact me directly at brandy@sandysprings.org. They can contact our president, Tom at sandysprings.org, or anybody, just go on the website, sandyspringschamber.org.
Okay. I went on your website earlier and I saw this quote, promote, preserve, prosper, and party.
Party?
Party.
I don't
know. Okay. Well, it sounded fun, but
I don't even know where that is.
Okay. I'll show you after the show, but it does sound fun.
Perfect segue into what we're talking about today, too,
yeah.
Whether it be there or not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to come back to you, Brandy. I want to bring Shane Foster into the conversation. Shane is the director of corporate relations at the Technology Association of Georgia. Shane, I have no idea what your job is. Explain it to our audience.
Okay. So I'm actually one of six directors of corporate relations for the Technology Association, TAG. We're the largest technology trade association in the country. So we have about 470 member companies, about 40,000 individual members. As a director of corporate relations, all six of us have client companies of ours that we kind of make sure that they're getting the most out of their investment. So companies will invest with TAD and pay X. And we strategize certain ways to make sure that they're getting a lot out of their investment. TAD offers a lot of different ways for promotion with the company, with an individual. We also have tons of networking events. A lot of events driven by content. I am the staff liaison for the Young Professional Society. So that's kind of why I'm here today to talk about the event that's coming up.
What is the Young Professional Society?
So TAD is kind of split up into 34 different societies. They're really subgroups that drive a lot of our events, drive a lot of our content at TAD.
So are you saying TAD?
TAG, T-A-G, Technology Association of Georgia. Yeah, sorry.
TAG.
So there's tons of events. There's professional development opportunities. There's all kinds of things that TAG offers. And so it's split up into the societies. There's societies ranging from health to financial technology, information security, HR and diversity, BI analytics, all those kind of things. And we also have a Young Professional Society. And so each TAG person on staff is a liaison for a society. I'm the liaison for the Young Professional Society. I have been since I started in February. And Brandy reached out to us to kind of work on this event that we'll be talking about. And actually, Sandy Springs is also a member of TAG. So I've actually met with Mr. Mahaffey over there at Sandy Springs, and he's great. But that's kind of where we are today and a little bit about TAG.
Okay. give me an example of a company like that you work with. Like, can you say the name and like maybe give an example of what you've done for them just to help explain what you do?
Absolutely. So one of our newest companies is Revenue Analytics. They're a pricing analyst consultancy, actually right over there in the Vinings. And they just joined TAG recently. So kind of the setup of how we do is, so I went over and met with their CEO. His name is Dax Cross. And we just kind of sat down and talked for about an hour about ways, not only what TAG offers, but what revenue analytics is trying to get out of TAD, what they want to get out of TAD, whether it be just networking or whether it be kind of sales focused. So I met with him for about an hour and we spoke about kind of best ways to strategize getting the most out of their investment. So that's what I do with 74 different companies.
74.
Yeah. So I'm running around.
I'm busy.
I'm running around all over Atlanta, Alpharetta, Dunwoody, Roswell, Marietta, running around meeting these companies and seeing what I can do to kind of make sure that they're happy with TAD, happy with their investment, and getting the most out of their investment. So it's been really interesting learning a lot more about all these different, because I'm not really a technology person per se, you know.
What is your background in?
I have a social work degree from Florida State University.
Oh, you're from Florida.
I am. I'm from Tampa.
Okay.
And I also have a master's degree from Georgia State in nonprofit administration. So initially I was working for a nonprofit that was started by the Department of Education. I worked there for about 8 or 9 months before coming to TAD. I've been with TAD for about 4 months now. And it's very interesting going to these companies and, you know, you can read about it online and kind of read the About Us page, but to go in and be in a room with these men and women and to hear about what they do and the technology that they're at the forefront of, it's incredibly interesting. And Georgia is such a hub for technology right now, Atlanta specifically.
Oh, yeah.
So TAD tries to be at the forefront of as much as we can. And with 470 companies and 40,000 members, we feel like we're doing a pretty good job at it.
How many members?
About 40,000 individual.
40,000 individual.
Yeah. So we have a pretty big field out there. So like I said, we're running around, but it's nice because being such a large organization, there are a lot of things to do, events to go to, people to meet, people to connect with. So it's been nice being a part of those connections, and I'm learning a lot and meeting a lot of incredibly interesting people, incredibly smart people.
What is your big social event of the season?
So the Young Professionals, we have our signature event in September. It's called the One in a Millennial Awards. One in a Millennial.
What?
One. Yeah.
One.
I've been to that last year.
Say it again, because I'm old. Do you have to?
One space in space a space millennial.
Okay.
Space
One in
award.
Space millennial.
Yeah.
Award. And
yeah.
What is that?
So it's an awards program that we have. That we actually started last year, and we do it to honor people in the millennial generation in tech companies around Atlanta. So last year, we had 8 different categories, 8 different awards that we handed out. You might know a little bit better than I do, Adrian, what they were, but we honored, I think, someone in social media. We honored someone in recruiting, different people like that, different positions, that are involved with TAD, either members or come to our events, things like that. And we just kind of have it as a way to get millennials together. We had it at General Assembly last year at Ponce City Market. That's where we're having it again this year.
So like a pretty swanky party?
Yeah. Well, we try.
It was free food.
Free food.
Free food.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's a big part of TAD. Free food and drinks. So it's not swanky as much as it's, you know, a cool way for us to honor millennials in what they do in a cool space like General Assembly and Pond City Market. We have a few companies in Pond City Market, Cartalytics, Athena Health, that are members of TAD. So it's a cool way for us to kind of go over there, you know, walk around the building. But General Assembly is a great kind of just event space, and they've been very open to having TAD events there, and they helped us last year, and we're partnering with them again this year to do our awards there. Actually in the process of planning that now. That's going to be on September 22nd. So we sell tickets to that event on our website.
And how much are tickets?
TADonline.org. Tickets are $25.
$25.
Yep. And like Adrian said, there's some good food, some good drinks, and a lot of like-minded people, you know, like-minded young professionals in the same room. So it's going to be a great event.
So if you were going to give just like a 5-10 second commercial about TAG. What do you need? What do you need from our audience, our listeners?
What do I need from the audience to give a commercial?
No, what do you need at TAG? Do you need more volunteers? Do you need...
Oh, just come to our events.
Do you just need people to buy tickets?
We provide everything. A lot of our events are free, actually. So come to our events. We have Young Professionals, one of the most active societies within TAG. We have an event almost every month. If you're interested, if you know any young professionals, if there's any young professionals in the office that you work in that this may sound interesting to, please... let me know. My name's Shane Foster again. Email is shane@tagonline.org. If you or anybody that you work with might be interested, feel free to reach out to me and I can get you kind of plugged into any events that we're doing. We went to Braves game just for a networking event just last week. So we have some strictly networking things where you just kind of go and hang out with other young professionals. We also have some very content driven events as well. We had an event partnered with Leapfrog Services back in April to do an event on mobile security and how to kind of be safe in an era where hacking is so prevalent right now.
So let's just be clear. When you say the word young, what age are we talking about here? Since apparently I'm the oldest person in the room.
So to be honest, it's more young at heart.
Then I can come.
You can absolutely come. Our event in April, I think the age range was about 16 to 70.
Good.
We had a gentleman that came and brought his granddaughter to the event. It was one of my board members' bosses came and wanted to bring his granddaughter. So it was a very wide age range. We do not discriminate.
So there's not a cutoff.
There is not a cutoff. The average age, I would probably say, is probably low 30s. But we will not turn anyone away. So,
excellent. Good to hear. Okay. Adrian, tell us about yourself. You are the Executive Vice President for Junior Chamber International. What is Junior Chamber International?
So Junior Chamber International, or JCI, as I refer to it from here on. JCI is a young professionals organization dealing with leadership and involvement. And one of our missions is to try to be the leading global network of young active citizens. So any like special causes that we take part in, we try to have the most people on ground to be able to gather up quickly to be able to support that cause. And we do a lot of different things locally, internationally, and on a national level as well to support the causes that we feel that we like.
So where are you located?
So we're located in Atlanta, so JCI Atlanta. We're an international organization, so we actually have chapters all over the world. So over 120 plus countries. And we have our national chapters of JCI USA, and there's a JCI Georgia, there's a state level, and then there's a chapter level like a JCI Atlanta, JCI Athens, Savannah. And I'm a part of the JCI Atlanta chapter. And we do a lot here to get our members involved and active in our community. We have over 66 members currently. So I wouldn't say I deal more on the business side as previous those two, but more of people. And we try to say we develop leaders. So we give them leadership opportunities, whether it's joining our board or getting involved with different organizations that we partner with so they can try to make an impact. We have our guest speakers events as well. We do two events a month. We do one networking event, and which is normally a nice bar. I would say our location is Midtown or Buckhead area most of the time. Of course, everyone is invited. People come from all different areas, but most of the time we're in Midtown and Buckhead. And I mean, it's very cool events. You meet people from all over. I would say that it's a wide variety. You can have some tech people, real estate people, marketing. So you never know who you'll meet. So that event is on the first Thursday of every month. And we normally have our guest speaker events at the end of the month. We try to have somebody in a leadership position within Atlanta come and give a guest talk, empower our members, motivate them, or just learn something new. This year, because of the political race that's going on, we've been having more political speakers to come and talk.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so people can get more acquainted to what's going on politically, but locally. So within Atlanta, not nationally. So you can see how things are being done in Atlanta, see what the politicians have going towards the future. And that's what we've been focusing on this year.
And so how does one become a member?
So one can become a member very easily. They can go on our site and register. And it's just that simple. We do.
Well, tell our audience your website.
So our website is jciatlanta.org. You can go on to jciatlanta.org and register. And membership is $100 for the first year and $89 for each subsequent year. And with that being said, like I said, we're an international organization. So if you say traveler or if you move, there's like a JCI Florida, there's a JCI California. And the same things we do here are done mostly worldwide. So you'll be able to go and fit right in with other JCs, that we would say.
And do you know how many members you have total, not just in your chapter, but worldwide?
Oh, no.
It's a lot, though. Thousands.
I couldn't count. No.
Okay. All right. And so you said your big event that you have is?
So our big event is called Cocktails for Camp.
Cocktails
for Camp. So it's a big networking happy hour event that we do to raise money for a camp in need. Last year, we did it for a camp called Camp Dream, which we raised money to send kids who normally don't go to regular camps because they have some type of special needs. And they have a camp called Camp Dream where they can go to and actually feel like they are in a camp. So they get treated normal. They're around people just like them. And it's a very good cause. We raised over $14,000, wow. I believe. And this year, we've actually just confirmed that we're going to be raising money for Bert's Big Adventure, the radio show here in Atlanta.
I'm sorry, say that. Bert's Big Adventure.
Yeah, so the Bert Show.
Yeah.
They basically raise money to send kids on a trip to Disney World.
Oh, great.
And so, again, terminally ill kids. And I really believe that's something that's very good. So I'm glad we're doing that this year. And again, the event is in August. It's a big networking event, and all the money raised go towards that cause.
Do you do other events to raise money?
Each of our happy hour events actually go towards the cost each quarter.
Okay.
They don't come to us. So this quarter, for say like all of our happy hour events and guest speaker events, the money that we raise when people even buy tickets go towards Voice Today. So Voice Today is an organization that raises funds to raise awareness for child sex abuse. So they raise awareness for child sex abuse. They help people who are older, who've been sexually abused as children. And we've raised a lot of money for them so far, and it's been a really good cause to support.
And Adrian, tell me about your background. How did you end up at the Junior Chamber?
So my background, I joined Junior Chamber National right when I graduated college about 2 years ago.
And where did you graduate?
I graduated from Georgia Southern University, and I moved up to Atlanta, and I was reading about different organizations or different great organizations. And of course, I do my background research like anybody else. I started Googling it and seeing about the events going on. And I noticed, looking at the people involved, and there were a lot of great people. So a lot of them were very successful people. I went to some of the events, I talked to them, and they were really cool people to talk to, and I gained a lot of advice. Like I said, variety, so there were different fields. I graduated in computer science. I'm actually a tech background. So I would normally be at Shane's events with tag YP around all my technology people, but this was more variety and something very different, and it was really cool. So I originally joined, I was VP of recruitment. And I just talk to people and teach them about the organization and want to help them get involved and actually sign on to become members. And that was good. I did that for a year. And next thing you know, I started doing vice president duties and helping out with everybody else and trying to keep things organized and plan big events coming up.
And how does it feel to be the VP?
It's pretty cool.
The executive VP.
And titles are titles, yeah. But I basically just, in a nutshell, I just help everybody else. So it's cool seeing all the other different duties because I don't really do, they do more work than I would do, I would say. So like I'm a marketing person. I really see all the things they do now. Whereas recruitment, I would just, my one thing to do was just recruit new members. Now I see everybody doing their job and trying to help everybody. So whether it's our community service person organizing different events with local community service organizations or nonprofits, or our marketing person, making sure everything is on point with our social media sites, our website, Meetup, Facebook, everything. And they do a lot of work, and I just try to help.
Okay. So. And how can our audience get in touch with you, Adrian?
So your audience can get in touch with me at my regular email is evp@jciatlanta.org. So, or you can go to our website and info@jciatlanta.org, and I'll get the email and I'll reach out to you, or I'll have somebody get in contact with you. We have a recruitment chair who can get in contact with you and teach you everything you need to know, give you more information, invite you out to our next upcoming event.
Okay. And Brandy, tell me about your background.
So I graduated from the University of West Georgia in 2014. I actually got a job with Georgia Pacific before I graduated. And I started like a month after I graduated. And I was the corporate events assistant. So I helped with the event planner or the meeting planners for corporate communications. And I was there for a year, and then I got my job with the chamber. So, but it was great. It was an awesome experience. It was very interesting to be in a corporate setting right out of college. But I gained a lot of knowledge about how to plan events. And I had an internship actually a year and a half before that with face-to-face meetings and events. And that was a great mentorship with Kate Vineyard, who is the president of that company. And that's how I just like one thing led to another, like a domino effect. I have my internship, which led to my job at Georgia Pacific. And then my job at the chamber came from like a mutual friend that I met networking.
Networking. Well, let's toss that out and open up our discussion now for Crosstalk about networking, because it has changed so much. I mean, just within the last couple of years. What are your thoughts?
I have a question.
With social media, networking.
Go for it.
Instagram. I mean, it's overwhelming. So it is for me. I'm older, but.
So when you say it changed over a couple of years, I only know about the past few years. So can you tell me how it was before? Or what your perception of, and I can tell you if it's like that now.
Right.
Well, I mean, I remember, this is how old I am, when everybody didn't have a computer. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking at me like, oh my gosh. I mean, I remember, you know, things were done the old-fashioned way, right. Shaking hands, you know, talking to people, which I'm sure it's still that way. But with technology, I mean, a whole new world of networking has opened up.
Do y'all want to take this?
You all take it?
Yes.
Everybody can comment.
I think that networking is probably the same as it's always been. There's just more ways to do it now. Like you said, there's LinkedIn, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's all the social media now. It still comes down to being able to shake someone's hand, look them in the eye, right. Talk to them, talk about what you offer, a position or you know, anything like that. But it's a skill. Like it's one thing that since I've started with TAG, I've really come across more is going to all these networking events, something that I hadn't really done before, and being impressed by people that are very good at this. They're pros at small talk.
What makes them pros?
You can just, they're very comfortable in themselves, what they talk about that they do, what they, you know, talk about being able to bring to the table. It's impressive because when I was first looking for jobs, it was more go on Indeed, go on, you know, some of those websites where there's thousands of listings and things like that. And, you know, I played that game for a while. And, you know, after getting my master's at Georgia State, it took me 2-3 months of playing that game to find a job. And that was with no networking. I wasn't going to events and meeting people and shaking hands and things like that. I was just, you know, copying, pasting job, opportunities. And since coming to TAG, I've really seen and learned about the value of networking and being able to go in a room and give kind of an elevator pitch about yourself, but also in showing interest and being able to talk to different people and about what they do and learn about what they do. And So it's definitely a steal, and I'm very thankful to Tag because I got this job through networking. I was referred by a friend of a friend, and it kind of opened the doors to Tag, and it's kind of nice because I don't think I'll be going back to that Indeed opportunity not idealist route. You know, it's something where I can kind of count on these skills that I've been building since joining Tag for whenever that opportunity may be, you know, to kind of go that route instead of just emailing in mm-hmm. my resumes.
Okay. Did you guys have questions for each other?
You talked about how did you get the JCI job? Was it you said it was networking or that you met somebody?
So I would say I came to, it's not like my fourth. I think you guys actually work. So I'm not just talking about my full-time job. I'm actually a software developer at General Motors.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Not
so
either.
None of us get paid something on the side, but mm-hmm. I would come to all of our networking events, things like that. And it was more of a learning thing at first. I never actually wanted to, I know some people say networking for a job or anything right. like that. I just figured, my skill set is in high demand right now. Mm-hmm. So I just figured I put my resume out there. They'll come.
Yeah.
Sometimes. and they do. But after networking, it's so much easier. I like piggyback on what Shane said about going into Indeed at first and things like that. Because before I graduated college, my resume was on all of those sites.
Yeah.
And nobody contacted me.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you're just another piece of paper in a computer system.
Exactly. And the ones that did contact me, you know, you need 5 years experience and I have no experience. And so I start going to these networking events and I'm just networking and not really knowing that I'm networking, but networking. I have a job now, but I'm not networking, looking for a job, but
right.
you start networking and then all of these opportunities just suddenly come in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're from people you know, or like Shane said, a friend of a friend. And then people are offering you jobs all the time. And like, hey, do you want to come work here?
Yeah.
Or, you go in a room full of people and five of them say, hey, my company need this. Like, I know my company needs a developer right now.
Right.
That's not a plug-in. But at the same time, I know people who say they want to work in my company and they're applying, but that casual way isn't working. But if I knew them, I would definitely refer them. So,
and I think all of what we're saying is a pitch to come out to each of our respective events.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think we're just talking about it because, I think we are just talking about it because it's a skill and something that we've all learned and learned more about. But I think that's why there are so many networking events, because so many people see the value, and it's not just young professionals. It's like you said, this is how it works. And there can be a million LinkedIns and Indeeds and things like that. But the value of being able to walk into a room and show your value to somebody and give your elevator pitch and do that while still being yourself. I think that's important in networking I don't think it should be, or I don't think it needs to be some facade that you put on or some mask that, you don't put on your networking mask and go to an event. I think people see right through that.
Yeah.
The people that hire,
right.
They want to hire you as an individual to fit into your culture, your office's culture, your organization's culture. So I think that's an important skill. And kind of like I said, is, being comfortable with yourself. And I think that's an evolving skill. I don't think you get to a point where you're like, all right, I'm good. This is, right. I know how to network.
Right. But, and you made an excellent point about not putting on a mask, because you want people to see the real you, because what's the point in putting on a mask if they think you're one thing and then they hire you? I mean, 6 months down the line, the true you is going to come out and it's not going to work out well for both parties.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I mean, we have, Tag has a ton of events where it's simply networking. We also have, like I said earlier, content driven events. Those are always prefaced with just a period of time where it's just meet the other people in your room. We don't really have kind of icebreakers or anything like that. People know what they're coming to.
Yeah.
And if there's somebody over in the corner that's nervous, I think there's other individuals in the room that try to seek those people out. Because I mean, we've all been in the same position where you're looking for jobs, where your resume is all over Indeed, and that's overwhelming. And so I've gotten to see a lot of great instances happen at my events, and it's been really encouraging to see, because can be that kind of person that just goes and kind of sits in the corner, but I'm evolving and my skill set is growing working with Taj. So I'm really thankful for them and thankful to be a part of a lot of these events, which, like I said, we all have a big part in.
And so. Shane, that's a good point. If you are at one of these networking events and you do see a person in the room, and it doesn't even have to be a younger person, it can be an older person that may feel out of place or feel a little nervous, and just take time to go over and shake their hand, introduce yourself, and, you know, try to have a conversation with them. I think that's real important.
Yeah. And I would say that networking isn't you're trying to get a job out of everyone. You know, you can just look at it as this is a new person that I haven't met and I'd like to talk to them and learn more about what they do or learn more about them.
Yeah, it's not curious about what they do.
You don't need to have your resume in the back of your head all the time or your cover letter pitch, or your elevator pitch. Just go and talk to people and, you never know what you're going to have in common. That's this TAG opportunity came up from a friend of mine that I met in my past work at the Atlanta Film Festival, and she connected me with someone involved with TAG who knew they were looking. We talked on the phone and she referred me right over to TAG, and the chips kind of fell where they did. But I'm very thankful for that. And it's someone that I have not even met in person yet. Been trying to take her out to lunch for a while now to thank her. But you just never know what doors may open by talking to somebody. So, yeah.
Do you guys have other questions for each other? There's something you're curious about that you've heard?
I had a question for both of you. I just was writing down questions because I thought we had to.
But, no, you don't have
to. Because I didn't.
This is not school. We're not in school.
I looked at their notepads, and he has a lot of stuff on his notepads. She has a lot of stuff. I didn't know.
No. But only if you want to, Adrian.
Here's my question. For Brandy, what kind of topics do your guest speakers like to speak on?
So our young professional events, they alternate. So it'll be volunteer, educational, and social. And so this past event that we had a couple weeks ago was educational, and we had a life coach come and speak, which was great because I think balance in your work and personal life is so important. And so that was, and she did a great job of explaining you have to take care of yourself before you take care of others. And I think people get such an adrenaline rush from work that they lose sight of enjoying your downtime. And so it was really good. And everyone got something out of it, which was great. And she had, these worksheets that, you could just take home and do, but it was kind of like a pie chart, and you put, it had different aspects of your life, and you put a dot, and then you connected all the dots and you saw where you were missing some kind of balance, maybe areas you need to work on, financial or relationships or organization, different kinds of things. And then volunteer, we get with nonprofits in the area and they come and speak. 2 months ago, we worked with CAC, which is in Sandy Springs Community Association. Oh, I can't remember the name right now. But they raise canned goods and food for local families who can't afford it. And so we did a canned food drive. And that was great because it just encouraged our young professionals to come and bring canned food. And we raised a good bit of food for them. And they have events throughout the year that we promote as well. But and then our social one will be this next event that we have coming up that we're all hosting together at the Gathering Spot Sub mega mixer with local chambers and hosts.
Yeah.
So, okay. And you had a question for Shane.
Okay. Let me see.
I've probably talked enough. So,
if you don't, that's okay. I just thought
I did want to say something though, a little comment. How, I guess one thing, when he was talking about one thing can lead to another, and him, work with people he haven't met. This is my first time seeing these two. And we've been working together to coordinate this June Mega Mixer for a few weeks now, mm-hmm. maybe months. And I mean, I think that comes with the rapport of their organizations. Like you see like who they are, who they work with, and that trust is there. Like, you know, they're good people. I know they're hardworking and things like that. And you're able to like work with them to do great things.
I think that's a great point because I'd never worked with Brandy before, but like I said, one of the TAG members is the Sandy Springs Premier Chamber. And I went to, it was my first month or first 6 weeks, and I went to meet Mr. Tom Mahaffey, who runs that over there, and walked into his office, and my director was supposed to be there with me. She was running late. So I just went in and talked to Tom for a couple minutes, and I was nervous and had my spiel of, you know, getting ready to talk about TAG. And I think 2 minutes in, he just goes, "Hey, we're going to renew with TAG. Don't worry about it. Like, I've been with TAG for a long time." And then we talked for the next 45 minutes about what he does. His office is on the top floor of the King Building and overlooks all everything with Sandy Springs. And he was kind of guiding me through new construction that was going on and what companies where and how long they've been there and the story of how they got there. And he treated me like, you know, an equal. And it was the guy who runs the Sandy Springs Chamber, who's been doing this for a long time. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, came from private enterprises and has had a very successful career. But so that was really important to me to be able to go to this new company, this new gentleman that I had never met. And we talked for 45 minutes about all the, you know, new things that were going on in Sandy Springs. And that was a really cool event, or a really cool meeting, and one that kind of stands out for me. And it speaks to the trust within organizations.
Which is important.
Which is very important. And something that, I mean, just speaking on behalf of TAD, you know, that's something that we're always constantly trying to build on. You know, whether it be through events, or we also have career fairs that we put on and a job board, so we can help people, you know, get connected to jobs as well as help companies find the right individual for them. So there's just so much that TAD does in trying to help these companies that have made an investment with us. So I think that just that trust, it's not just the young professionals, you know, it's with everyone involved right. In this community. And so that's been a really cool part, a really cool thing to see since starting with TAG.
And I think it's just super important to meet face-to-face with people, which doesn't happen that often, I feel like, anymore, because people can just use technology. You can email, you can call them, you can text them. And so the importance of networking now, and that's where that shouldn't change, is just getting out there and getting out of your comfort zone, because you can't grow if you're not uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay. So you heard it here, folks, from Adrian, Shane, and Brandy. Get out, do some face-to-face networking. Don't just hide behind your computers. Well, guys, this has been a pleasure. I hope you will come back.
Sorry to interrupt. But along these networking lines, I'd be remiss to not talk about the event that we have coming up June 2nd.
Yeah.
Brandy has been kind of doing all of the work.
Because that's why you guys came on the show.
So before you kick us out, let me slide it over to Brandy. She's done a great job planning this event and has gotten food, drink, people. I think there's nine groups together. So please, Brandy.
Yeah. So we have 7 hosts, Dunwoody, Brookhaven, and Sandy Springs Chambers, North Fulton Alliance of Young Professionals, JCI, TAG, and UPS are all hosts for this Mega Mixer event happening June 2nd at the Gathering Spot in Atlanta, down by Tech. We're hoping to get like over 200 people. So everyone come and bring your friends. But we're going to have a bourbon tasting, a tequila tasting, and a cider tasting. It's Goza Tequila, which is an Atlanta local tequila company. JR Revelry, which is, they're actually a member of the Sandy Springs Chamber. And he's come out and done bourbon tastings for us, and it's been great. And then the Urban Tree, which is new to Atlanta, they're coming to do a tasting as well. Just want it to be really fun and interactive, and we also have, we'll have a cornhole tournament, which is a business card swap as well, to get people out of their comfort zone.
And just to kind of add on to that, we're really thankful to these companies because, you know, we're not paying them to come in. Right. Urban Tree, JL Revelry, Goza, they're all coming to us because to speak to, again, the trust within organizations. They know what we can bring to an event. They know the kind of people we can bring to an event. They also know that young professionals are the ones that are going to go out to Urban Tree or, you know, buy this bourbon or tequila.
Not just young professionals.
Exactly. But I think
I can knock back a bourbon.
There you go. So we'd be remiss to not thank these businesses for coming out and helping us put on a great event. For, like Brandy said, we're looking to have over 200, 250 people there at this great spot that we've partnered with.
Right. And we will put this information up on our post of the show. We'll put the companies, we'll put all of the information. Yes. But quickly, do you buy tickets for this? How do people sign up?
You can register on any of our websites. Just go to on sandyspringsbrimmerchamber.org, our calendar. If you just go to June and click Young Professionals Event, you can register there. Everyone has registration on their site. So it's $10 pre-registration, member, non-member, and $15 at the door. I did want to thank our three other sponsors, QGenda, UPS, and Corrective Chiropractic, because they've been a huge help in putting this event on. But it's going to be a really good time.
Excellent. I might like to come too, even though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please do. We have bourbon, as you heard.
I'm young at heart. Okay, Adrian, Shane, and Brandy, thank you so much for being here with us today. And if your business is doing something exciting and you would like to be featured on Business Radio X, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com. All right, my friends, thank you for listening. I'm Alex Gossett Shiflett, your hostess with the mostest. And as always, I'm wondering who will be my next guest on Business Radio X.